I'm Scott Hennon, asking the question, what's on your mind? Thanksgiving is on my mind. Not turkey, but true Thanksgiving, Mark. How about you?
Well, I actually told that pleasant man over at Don's, Brad, that I'm thankful for him because he's cheerful every day.
There you go. And so even the man you bought your coffee from this morning in newspaper.
Yeah. And I think that's really important, folks. There's a lot of people out there that, in spite of how they feel or what they're doing, they help us start our day, you know. Anyhow, be thankful. Think of somebody you can thank. And this is a great holiday going all the way back. Yesterday I read the proclamation of our first president, actually had a Thanksgiving proclamation that was just terrific.
Well, this holiday really is tied to our nation's founding, isn't it?
It is. I mean, even Plymouth Colony had back-to-back in three-day celebrations of Thanksgiving.
But you're saying here's what I'm a little bit confused on. It is, as you say, very essential to our founding and going back to the Pilgrims and the colonies. Yet it wasn't officially a holiday until Lincoln declared it a Thanksgiving holiday, right?
In 1863.
And didn't he have like a 9-paragraph proclamation of which he numerous times referred to God throughout?
Yes. And
as being a person we're thanking.
Right.
Right? Of being the reason that we pause to say thanks.
I remember my hair caught on fire when my kids came home from school and told me that we were thankful to the Indians for Thanksgiving.
Was that right?
Yes. I pranced over there and was made fun of and reviled for being an overreactionary redneck. But nonetheless,
didn't dissuade you one bit, did it?
No, in fact, I recorded a 15-minute Thanksgiving about the faith of our fathers And that ran on Q107, and then me and my brother did a Thanksgiving skit, which was done on KTRF and Thief River on their little TV radio program for Thanksgiving, and I've been doing it ever since.
Being thankful and being peaceful kind of go together, don't they?
Absolutely. It's a big part of our nation's heritage. Being thankful has to do with being humble, and probably the two greatest characteristics are the greatest characteristics of our so many of our founding fathers is humility and thanksgiving. Really great people, and when you're humble and thankful, you're not arrogant. You're not you're not politicians. You're statesmen.
Absolutely. Colossians 3:15. I was reading today from a devotional I read every day. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful.
That's it.
Be thankful. So anyway, a wonderful opportunity to take a step back and say thanks in everything today. As we celebrate Thanksgiving Day today, we have a annual survey. I've been doing this for I forget how many years on the radio, but every Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I always try and settle a score on a very important question, and that's what your preference is at the Thanksgiving dinner table. Is it white meat or is it dark meat? I'm a white meat kind of person. In fact, I pass on the dark meat. Don't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
I think turkey legs are one of the primary food groups.
You do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a different camp.
I am. That's one of my favorite reasons about the state fair, by the way. And Renaissance festivals. I love wandering around with a turkey leg in my hand.
So we'd like to ask you that very simple question today. And we'll begin the tally on this pre-Thanksgiving edition of What's on Your Mind, White Meat or Dark Meat? And I don't want both, and I don't want a little of each. I want you to take a side. For crying out loud.
Let's not be mugwumps today.
What's your preference, white meat or dark meat? We have a chef that's going to join us on the program next hour. So if you're looking for a tip or two on how to spice things up, you can tap into his culinary talents. Culinary?
Well, I don't know. You can say it either way.
Is that kind of tomato?
Culinary.
Yeah, culinary, I think, is
culinary.
The correct way. I always mess that up, though.
Thank you, Mr. Dictionary.
We have lots of questions on our answers, rather, to our white meat or dark meat survey on our Facebook page. Belinda says, "I'm not touching this with a 10-foot pole." Now, why? I don't. Is it
because are you being a racist?
Oh, please.
See? See?
Please, please, please.
One thing that does bother me, though, is these turkeys seem to be getting bigger and bigger breasts.
I'm not so sure, though. Didn't I see somewhere where the turkey growers were having trouble getting anything over 16 pounds this year, and they couldn't really explain why? Saw that somewhere.
Maybe they're exercising more. Maybe they're trying not to get diabetes.
Maybe they've bought into Michelle Obama's fitness program.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she's a turkey, so, you know.
She is.
Maybe
I wonder if she's stuffed with.
She's attracting turkeys to her cause. That could be.
She's stuffed with bologna, I'll tell you that.
What do you think of stores opening on Thanksgiving?
I really like Fleet Farm. I'm going to go over there and buy a bag of almonds.
Well, you like Fleet Farm because Fleet Farm is the one saying, no, don't care.
No.
We're not going there.
Family value companies say we're not even opening at all on Thanksgiving. That's pretty cool.
So you think that, I'm with you. I think this mission creep into Thanksgiving and Black Friday getting further and further into Thanksgiving's kind of sad. Now, you know.
Also the employees.
I just think, can anything be sacred is the reason I say that way. And, yeah, you know, employees work in retail, so it's no easy gig. I mean, nurses have to work on Thanksgiving, so.
That is different.
It is, because that's obviously an essential need, right? But I'm saying, you know, family members that have nurses, and or any medical, you know, staff, they have to do without family members. So it isn't as though, you know, we're really patting on the retail folks by having them work. But on the other hand, you know, what's the essential service in selling a toy on Thanksgiving, right? Or a toaster? It can wait.
In fact, you don't even need a toaster.
Well, I kind of like toast.
You can go outside with a magnifying glass and capture the sun's rays and just heat that bread right up.
one other topic we would like to talk a little bit today. Do you think farmers are underappreciated?
I sure do. You know, America's got the lowest cost of food production in the world.
We pay as low as 6% of our annual incomes on food.
That's just exceptional.
In most other industrialized countries, it's like 20 to 25%.
That's right.
And I don't agree with many things out of the Obama administration, but Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, suggested that, maybe we need to appreciate our farmers a little more and thank them a little more, because not only do we eat because of their good work, we eat at a really good price compared to other countries.
You know, many other countries, especially Europe, that faced starvation during the war, they are incredibly protective of their farmers. Our farmers really go with the cycles, ups and downs, and our farmers, their margin of profit and oftentimes is a lot tighter than in European countries that have more subsidized federal, you know, government subsidized operations.
So I think we ought to always go a little above and beyond. Veterans Day, we go above and beyond to thank vets. So this Thanksgiving, let's go above and beyond and thank a farmer, should we?
And it is tough navigating EPA and OSHA, and the farmers have their job. Several have quit because it's not fun anymore because of the harassment of the government. So farmers, it's big business, and they pay a terrific price to give us food.
They do indeed. So thank a farmer today. Better yet, maybe break a little bread, fight over a little white meat or dark meat with a farmer tomorrow. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. You're going to Wilmer, Minnesota for Thanksgiving.
Wilmer, yep.
Right there in west central Minnesota.
Yep. My youngest daughter is going to be, first time she's in charge of a Thanksgiving event. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you're going to help, or are you just going to sit back?
I'm going early, peel potatoes, whatever. I've been around that block, you know, my son was a chef. He was the head of kitchen at Red Lobster, and so he's going to be joining us later. He's just a great cook.
Fantastic. All right, big question, white meat or dark meat, and why? You know, I wouldn't mind a little commentary on that as well today on the program. And to weigh in on that, you call us at 855-200-1776. If you just want to do a drive-by survey, just press 1.
What do you think those white supremacists like?
Oh, would you stop with the connection on that?
I'm so sorry.
I mean, that doesn't even enter my brain.
I know it doesn't, but I think it enters some people's brains.
Oh, my gosh, get a life.
I'm going to, okay, forgive me.
Yeah, what do you think they'll be serving in Leith, North Dakota, right? We're going Leith-free on the radio.
Okay, then.
Yeah, forgetting that crazy man.
All right.
He's on a hunger strike anyway. 855-200-1776. And again, press 1 to do the drive-by survey. And all you do is say white meat, dark meat, and why? And don't be like Belinda. She says she's not touching that with a 10-foot pole. She's a fraidy cat on weighing in on the white meat or dark meat survey. It's just a little holiday tradition, a little talk radio holiday tradition. So we have to do it here.
It's a nice one.
Exactly. Steve Bakken will be here in a minute. We'll see if he agrees with us that farmers are underappreciated and that, opening up on Thanksgiving is silly. What else? White meat or dark meat? Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here. We'll preview that. All coming up. Mark will be back at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you've got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back guaranteed and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people that call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR.
Wise up, load up at FreezeDryGuy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at FreezeDryGuy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at FreezeDryGuy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at FreezeDryGuy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What are you most thankful for today? How will you spend Thanksgiving? Giving thanks for a good meal in front of you, possibly? Steve Bakken is here. He and I will open up the phone statewide on the most listened to talk show across the great state of North Dakota on What's on Your Mind. Looking forward to that. And we're going to ask a very important question on this Thanksgiving Eve. White meat or dark meat? And, Steve, this is such a no-brainer. It's white meat. I'm sure you would agree, right?
I'll give you the tenderloin and the white meat, but other than that, no, it's dark meat.
Why do you like dark meat better?
It's just more juicy. It's more tender.
Juicy, tender, all right.
It's a no-brainer.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Adam on our Facebook page says dry white meat is like eating styrofoam.
Love it.
So we have some pylon factor going on here.
But he's right.
And Lee is destined to tick off turkey producers because he says beef instead. That'd be dark meat. I think dark is winning so far on Facebook, and I will have my pen out today.
Now, you have to throw wings out, though.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't count chicken wings as white meat. That's its own subset.
Well, I always thought there was more dark meat and
yeah,
in the wing anyway. I never usually get to the wing. I just slice off
the wings
press.
Are white meat.
The wings are white meat?
Yeah, wings are white meat.
On the big old, well, I guess I'm thinking of the turkey leg. Okay.
Yeah. No, wings are white meat.
Anyway, that's our survey question today. We have the chef from the Peacock Alley, the famous Peacock Alley restaurant, is going to bring in some recipes today. So get your recipe cards out, a little pen and paper, and get set to take a few notes. Dustin Swenningson, who's the chef at the Peacock Alley, has some turkey cooking tips as well as sides. And any questions you have for him on how to, you know, maybe switch her up a little bit, a little twisted today, certainly welcome. I want to really send you into Thanksgiving with style today on the program. That's our aim, our goal. And Congressman Kevin Cramer, it's Wednesday. It means the talk radio town hall. He'll be here for the whole hour taking your calls. Not sure he can help in the with the turkey tips, but he probably can help with easing your concerns about what ails you in Congress. So listen for that coming up on the program. Do you think farmers are underappreciated? Should we be spending Thanksgiving thanking farmers?
Absolutely.
Tom Vilsack, the Ag Secretary, said the farming is underappreciated and we don't recognize our cheap food policy as a benefit enough.
When you sit down and have that big meal, who should you be thanking?
Well, I think first God, you know, for this, for the bounty. But then as you go down the list, I'm thinking the producers ought to be right up top there. I guess you better include the person that prepared the meal too, right? Slaving away in the kitchen, but.
Well, absolutely.
They ought to be on top. I didn't realize this, but, on average, we pay as low as 6% of our annual income on food, which compared to most other industrialized countries is, a heck of a bargain by a lot. Like it's 20 to 25% everywhere else in those industrialized countries. So, and given the fact that, you know, you need to eat, if we were on par with the others, what would you do without? It's a good reason to thank farmers, for sure. And, you know, we don't depend on the rest of the world for our food either.
No, we're not a big importer, so that's, you know, and people wonder why the farm bill needs to get done. It's to protect the agriculture, which I look at is food security and national security. But that's the reason why the farm bill needs to get done, to protect our producers, because we are such a big exporter from a lot of tariffs that are put in place from other countries.
Yeah, I mean, that's just it. I mean, food is sold on a world market, and so if you don't have you know, the farm program is, as much as people say, yeah, just let the free market go. The challenge there is, in a world market, the other countries are subsidizing. You know, they're playing games with tariff and trades and everything else. And that's a thumb on the scale. So if we don't get in that game to a certain extent, essentially, you would have to export, or rather to import our food. So it is definitely a defense of the farm bill, without question, and something I don't think we often think about when we sit there and debate whether or not they ought to be there or not. So I'm gonna put farmers on the tops of the list today. And I also want to talk a little bit about first opening on Thanksgiving. Do we really need to have stores on Thanksgiving? Really? Now, I realize there's all kinds of people that have to work on Thanksgiving. Law enforcement has to work on Thanksgiving. Healthcare workers have Thanksgiving, right? You know, we could probably go down the list of folks that have no choice. They got to be there. I imagine somebody has to have their finger on the button at power plants on Thanksgiving, right? There's things that that have to be done. But manning a cash register on Thanksgiving at a retail outlet, really? Can it wait?
I agree with you 100%.
This is getting stupid. And it's dangerous, too, if you push back as an employee, a manager in Indiana at a Thanksgiving said, I'm not opening on Thanksgiving, not going to do it. You get fired. Fired. Gonzo. On the other hand, guess what, Steve? I'm guessing enough people will shop on Thanksgiving for the stores to go, this makes sense.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Maybe we're the problem anyway. I mean, not me. I'm not going to be out there.
I'm not going to be out there either. But people looking for that bargain, that thing they just have to have, they're the problem.
So stay home, eat turkey, save the shopping for Friday, and maybe the numbers will look bleak enough that folks will think twice about opening on Thanksgiving. I think it's really dumb.
The real side is they're all worried about, well, if we don't do it, our competitor will. So we're going to lose out to our competitor. And a lot of people have blown their whole budget for Christmas shopping on Black Friday and this weekend.
I would also say in North Dakota, by the way, for those in retail, I come at this from the standpoint not of, the poor oppressed workers, because, you know, we have 2.7 unemployment, lowest in the country. And if you don't want to work in retail, there's plenty of options for you outside of retail. So that's a choice, right? I don't buy that. I just think it, you know, just draw the line somewhere, and opening on Thanksgiving for things that are not that essential, or the Black Friday creep into Thanksgiving, is dumb. I really think it's dumb. So, but I don't come at that from the standpoint of the poor worker, because you could say that about the poor nurse. You could say that about the poor truck driver. You could say that about the poor, highway patrolman. They choose a profession that requires them to work on certain days, and that's part of the game. If you don't like retail, boy, oh boy, 19,000 open jobs in North Dakota. I'm thinking there's a few choices there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, you tell us whether you agree or disagree at 855-200-1776. A pre-Thanksgiving Day edition of What's on Your Mind coming up. Steve Bach and I.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
White meat or dark meat? Come on, folks. Join the white meat side. I may need to start one of those campaigns like, you know, the pork producers do. The other white meat, you know, something like that to get some more folks on my side here.
That made me sad.
What made you sad?
The other white meat. I thought there was enough white meat in the world already.
I don't know what you mean.
I love dark meat. I absolutely love it. So when the pork people started doing that, I got the willies.
You didn't like that campaign.
Although I have to say, pork addresses one of my problems I have with white meat. Pork is generally a little moister. Sometimes white meat gets a little dry for me.
Yeah, but there's, have you heard of gravy?
Yeah, I love gravy.
And plus, it's all in the preparation, too. You know?
Well, yeah.
White meat or dark meat, folks? And what are you thankful for? Tell us at 855-200-1776. I'm thankful for the Salvation Army. Put that on the top of my list.
You know what? I like putting money in that thing, and we're going to actually, the Freedom Club is going to be bell ringers at Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. The 21st of December, that's a Saturday.
Yep.
And the Freedom Club is actually signed up for, I think, the whole day.
Yeah.
And so we have one of our Freedom Club members that's organizing that event. If you'd like to take an hour or two.
But it sheds some light on our emphasis. We're standing for faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise. And you see, here's where you see free enterprise and the right of free speech and faith mingle together.
Absolutely.
You know, it's beautiful.
It sure is. And it's what I love about the Salvation Army.
Absolutely.
They're a ministry.
They're and a very efficient ministry.
Exactly right. Major Brian Medlock, Cass and Clay Salvation Army, joins us on the phone to tell us a little bit about how this year's cattle season is going so far and what the ultimate goals are. Major, nice to have you. How are you?
Doing fine. This bright morning.
Yes, indeed. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too. If I can get in on the turkey thing, I'd take the dark meat too.
See how brilliant the people for Salvation Army are?
Yeah. The pylon factor is getting painful. I'm looking for allies, Major, and you didn't help me out in that regard, but I still love the Salvation Army nonetheless. So what's the goal for this year? How much are you raising the bar to ultimately meet the needs of folks out there in our region?
The ultimate goal this year is $950,000.
How many stations do you have, sir?
Cattle locations, we have about 31.
And is that normal? Is that pretty much par for the course?
Well, we're down a couple of locations. One big lot decided they're going out of business, so we lost one there. And but that's about the thing we had last year.
Do most people swing their doors open lovingly in a very welcome fashion for the Salvation Army? Is it difficult to find spots, or is it good and easy?
In this area, Fargo is very, very accommodating to the Salvation Army and loves the Salvation Army. So Whenever we come around and ask if we can ring this year, it's a definitely almost a yes every time.
So the whole Target thing is kind of rare.
Yeah. There's just a couple of major enterprises that won't let us ring, but most of them do.
And didn't Target kind of redeem themselves by doing some other donations or something? They thankfully saw a little pushback and
gave a donation, a fairly big donation.
Kim bought their help a little differently, right?
There are Targets in different areas do different things. I came from Minneapolis, and what they did there was that they go shop with the cop or shop with the kids, and they would take the kids to Target, and they would take 30 or 40 kids out there, and they would go shopping for Christmas for their family and themselves. Target has done other things to help the Army through the Christmas season, so they're still supporting us in a different way.
Good. Well, that's good. That's for sure. Because it's wonderful what you do. Now, most of the folks we see ringing bells are volunteers, right?
I would say probably 50 to 60% are. Oh, 80%. 80% are volunteer bell ringers, and the rest we supplement with paid bell ringers.
And some of those are needy people or people that have struggled with homelessness and other issues oftentimes, aren't they?
That is correct. A lot of times the people who we pay to ring, that's their Christmas money. That's their to buy medicine or food. And it's it helps them out and gives them a little bit more dignity when they can ring and earn the money.
But the more volunteers there are, obviously the more that goes to meet the needs that are out there. So if you can volunteer, how many volunteers in total do you use over the holiday season?
We use about 5,000 volunteers over the Christmas season.
Wow, that's terrific.
It is, and it means we need to volunteer. That's why the Freedom Club is taking a day at Hobby Lobby doing our part, and I hope others will as well. And if you go to SalvationArmyNorth.org, you'll find ways to donate your time and be part of this event. Now, tell us, if you get to the finish line of $950,000 and all of the kettles manned and make your goal, how do you use those funds? What does that do all year long, Major?
It helps us do our social work, which we take care of rent, utilities, medicine, a lot of things through there. And we also have a feeding program, which we serve 7 days a week, which we need to keep that running as well, and the general operations of other things that come our way. So that money is well used, and we're able to meet a lot of needs.
And, you know, one of the things I really appreciate about the Salvation Army is that your radar is up. If someone's, in need of some rehab, if someone's, in a cycle of dependency, you really do everything in your power not to enable folks, but to give them a hand up and ultimately get to the root of the problem, right?
Yeah, we brought up a neat subject. We are trying to roll out a new program this year that it's called Pathway to Hope, and it takes a certain number of families and takes them from poverty to self-sufficiency, and we help. It's more intense, and we help them along the way. So that's where some of the money will go, because that helps people go from being in poverty to be able to self-sufficiency, and that's what this goal is going to be. New program is called Pathway to Hope.
It's aptly named.
That's terrific. You know, I'm part of a group that fasts oftentimes, and according to, and share the money saved from not eating, and oftentimes we've shared it with the Salvation Army because you are so efficient and such good stewards of the money you get.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We try really hard to be that way, and the community trusts us to do that, and that's an awesome responsibility, and we take it very seriously.
Well, Major, good luck on another great season to meet the many needs out there, and kudos to you and your team at the Salvation Army. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you very much, and thank you for letting me be on the air.
Major Brian Medlock of the Fargo and the Cass and Clay Salvation Army on this year's kettle season.
And I encourage people to say thank you to God for all their blessings and literally make a donation every time you go buy a kettle. It's almost impossible. In fact, I'll turn around and go back and make one. You know, just do it, folks. They do great work. Just think about rehabbing whole families and standing in the gap for people in dire need. They're great.
I'm not one for carrying cash. But I usually will, you know, have at least a little bit of loose change in the car. So I'm the same way.
Yeah.
If I hear the bell in the parking lot and I got to do an about face to go back to the car,
I've even done that.
Anyway, I wanted to give the Salvation Army a shout out today because we're certainly thankful for them. Let's see, Mark, what else? We should talk about sports here a little bit. You got Jack Morris on your mind today, don't you?
I really do. What a great, great pitcher.
You better tell folks that are not dinosaurs like you and I who Jack Morris is.
Jack Morris, he pitched my favorite game in the history of pitching in Minnesota, the 10-inning game in the seventh game of the 91 World Series to win it for the Twins. And it was just, people don't pitch 10 innings anymore. He pitched all 10 innings and got the win. It was prodigious. It was legendary. And this is his last year to be eligible for the Hall of Fame. Last year he got 67% of the votes, 300 and some votes cast, but you got to have 75%. So if he doesn't make it this year, he's not going to make it. And, you know, and there's always some new superstars that are eligible. And, you know, like Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, Frank Thomas, some superstars that might glean off enough ballots to keep Jack Morris from it. But, boy, I tell you what a great man.
And this is the last chance, huh?
Last chance. You get 15 chances, and that's it. So what happens is the new superstars, like Thomas, you know, he's without a doubt, he's a first-round Hall of Famer. So, boom.
Takes a slot.
Yep. And anyway, so that's kind of tough. I also really like the improvement and the attitude of Derek Williams, and I'm very sad the Wolves just traded him. But they've got a fellow, Luke Mbaamut, who is a terrific defender in return, so hopefully that'll work. Actually, you know...
Luke Sahut?
Luke Sahut. Mbaamut.
Mbaamut.
Yeah.
Mbaamut or Moot?
Mbaamut.
Mbaamut.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how to pronounce it, but we'll learn. But he's supposedly a really hawkish defender. And then Parisi hurt his foot, but it's not broken. So instead of out for a long, long time, 2 or 3 weeks. But he's our best goal scorer. And, you know, on that number one, he anchors the number one line. And so...
former Sioux.
Yeah, and he's just awesome. And so the Wild really going to have to step it up to fill his shoes and play hard through a really thick part of their schedule.
Who's Detroit playing tomorrow? It's kind of the annual one.
Is it the Cowboys? I don't know. Detroit? Is it Green Bay? I'm sorry. I didn't have that at the tip of my mind.
I don't know. I'm not much for a football Thanksgiving Day watcher, but it's always Detroit, isn't it?
It's almost always Detroit. I know we played them one year.
It's Green Bay, according to Aaron.
Green Bay, yeah. I was right there. I don't think that Rodgers will be back, but his sub sure looked good last Sunday, so we never know.
Green Bay a little tired after that tie with the Vikes.
It is tough to go play a Sunday game and then play a Thursday game.
Flynn starting.
Flynn, yeah, I can see why.
Yeah.
Flynn flung it well. He flung it well.
Exactly right. White meat or dark meat? The big question of the day. Catherine says dark meat, as it seems to always be juicier. White meat sometimes is like rubber. See, I think some poor preparation over the years is swaying this survey, unfortunately. By the way, there's three games on Thanksgiving now. Oakland and Dallas, Pittsburgh and Baltimore, too. All right.
Well, we'll have a very grand time. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, isn't it?
I'm thankful.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon here. Will you come on a trip with me? Let's start by gazing into your favorite Norman Rockwell painting of a town, a community. Small town America. I'm talking about Walker, Minnesota. I'm talking about on the shores of Leech Lake. Chase on the Lake Resort. This Thanksgiving, why not come out to Chase and really relax? Bring the whole family. They have a great Thanksgiving family package that includes Thanksgiving dinner, at the 502 restaurant and some fun activities. Festival of Lights Parade and Lighting in the City of Downtown Walker. Hot apple cider all weekend long. Cookie decorating and ornament decorating and open bowling in the Chaser's Alley. Does that sound like fun or what? Lodging activities and the Thanksgiving buffet all for one low price starting at $349 for all 3 nights. Ask about condos and lakeside lodging as well. You're going to love Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota this Thanksgiving. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go online to chaseonthelake.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Typhoon Haiyan death toll tops 5,200 2 weeks after the storm smashed the Philippines. This Thanksgiving, let's not forget those who lost their lives and the 13 million left homeless without food and clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Longevity and the Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNlive.com and look for Help Feed the Philippines or call 877-878-4203 and thank you.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Pre-Thanksgiving edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. It's Scott Hannon here. White meat or dark meat, our survey question. And welcome you to weigh in on our Facebook page by picking up the phone and calling 855-200-1776. We've set up a drive-by survey for you now. So you just call 855-200-1776. Press 1. By drive-by, it's just easy, right? No hassle. 855-200-1776. Press 1 and tell us whether you prefer white meat or dark meat and why. You can also weigh in on our other questions of the day. Are farmers underappreciated? Should we put them tops on our list of who we're most thankful for? Because of farmers, we eat. And we eat more economically than any other industrialized country in the world. What do you think of that? Should stores open on Thanksgiving Day? You can weigh in on that one as well. Do stores need to open on Thanksgiving? Is it really that important? I say not, by the way. And I am proudly a free market, sorts everything out kind of guy. And by the way, the reason they open is because I'm guessing you'll shop. Or enough people will shop that'll have it make sense. And I see lefties are encouraging people to buy nothing on Black Friday. And I'm sure in their view it's to punish the evil folks in corporate America or something. I think you should make those choices yourself, but I just wish it could be on a day outside of the holiday. I think the mission creep into Thanksgiving is a symptom of consumerism. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what, but I used to bristle at that term consumerism. I was thinking it was just sort of just smacks of some leftist agenda, right? Of consumerism. But I tell you, you know, do you ever just look around when you're out shopping somewhere and just see people just, you know, buying stuff for the sake of buying stuff? And so maybe as I creep up the age ladder, I can understand where people are coming at from that. And if being against Black Friday creeping into Thanksgiving is buying into the consumerism concerns, I guess color me guilty. I don't care. How are we going to do weather-wise here? A lot of folks will be heading out, traveling today, and let's just tell you how we're looking in the oil patch. Mostly cloudy. It'll be about 30 today. West wind 6 to 11, shifting to the northwest this afternoon. Could be gusty day wind-wise, up to 24 miles an hour. Slight chance of flurries tonight. Mostly cloudy, about 5 for a low. It'll be windy. Northwest winds gusting as high as 21. Tomorrow, again, a slight chance of flurries. Most of that in the early morning hours before 9. Partly sunny with a high near 18. Light and variable wind becoming southeast at 5 to 9. Tomorrow night, cloudy, low around 10. Friday, cloudy, high near 29. Friday night, cloudy, 19. Saturday, sunny, 30. Sunday, cloudy, 29. And then Sunday night, we get into a 50-50 chance of showers, and the same thing in the Monday. So that's what we're looking at in the oil patch. Round up temps in a moment here. In the valley, we're looking at eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota. We're talking about a mostly cloudy day, mid-20s for a high. Southeast wind gusting as high as 21 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, about 11 for a low. Southeast breeze 5 to 10. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, sunshine, but only 20 degrees. It's about the best we can do is 20 degrees. Looks like that'll be in the 20-degree neighborhood throughout the state. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, about 9. Friday, sunny near 29. That's nice. It'll be windy, though. Southeast wind gusting as high as 21. Friday night, cloudy, 18. Then Saturday, partly sunny near 31. Sunday, partly sunny near 30. And again, we get into Sunday night, a chance of snow. Same thing Monday, same thing Tuesday. But temps are looking pretty good. We end the week getting into next week. All right, let's go around the region on temps. Fargo overcast at 11 at this hour. Grand Forks overcast at 11. Jamestown clear 14. Devil's Lake 13 and cloudy. Scattered clouds in 10 at Wahpeton. Valley City overcast and 12 degrees. Detroit Lakes clear in 10. Alexandria clear in 7. Thief River partly cloudy 10 degrees. In Fergus Falls, it's 10 degrees and clear skies right now. Watertown partly cloudy 8. Aberdeen mostly cloudy 12. And if we head out to the patch here, we'll start in Minot 19 degrees clear skies. Bounce over to Tioga and Stanley down Highway 2, and we're at 16 degrees. Williston, 17 degrees at this hour. Down Dickinson, balmy 27 degrees. Sydney, Montana, clear skies, and 28 degrees. That's a check of the weather. All right, we'll open up the phones for what's on your mind next with the big question, the really big question, our annual Thanksgiving turkey survey. White meat or dark meat, what's your preference? Tell us at 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's Dr. O-R-T-M-A-N.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.